Chapter 3. Anya Around Town. Back at his apartment, Joe entered his room quietly.
Your Highness?
Joe said, just to make sure.
Your Royal Highness?
Anne said. She moved a little with her eyes still closed.
Yes, what is it?
Joe smiled wide. Yes, it was her, no doubt about it.
Dr. Bonakovan, said Anne, still half asleep, I had so many dreams last night.
Oh, said Joe.
I dreamed that I was sleeping on the street, said Anne, and a young man came along. He was tall and strong.
Anne finally opened her eyes. Seeing where she was, she sat up quickly. She held her blankets close to her.
Good morning, said Joe.
You're not Dr. Bonakovan, said Anne.
Who? Said Joe.
Would you be so kind as to tell me where I am?
This little place is my apartment.
Anne looked even more worried.
Did you force me to come here?
She asked.
No, no, said Joe.
In fact, last night I didn't want you to come here at all.
Then I have been here all night?
Yes.
So I spent the night with you?
Asked Anne.
Well, in a way, in separate beds, of course.
Now it was Joe's turn to look uneasy. Anne looked hard at Joe. She decided to believe him, and she suddenly laughed. She held out her hand to him.
How do you do? Said Anne. What is your name?
How do you do? Said Joe, shaking her hand. My name is Joe. Joe Bradley.
It's very nice to meet you. You may sit down, Anne said.
Thank you. And what is your name? Joe asked.
You may call me Anya. Could you please tell me what time it is?
Oh, about 1:30.
It's 1:30?
Anne jumped out of bed and went toward the door.
I must get dressed and go.
Why do you need to hurry? Asked Joe. There's lots of time.
Oh, no, there isn't, said Anne. There's so much I have to do today.
Here, you can take a bath and get ready. The bathroom is just right here.
Joe went into the bathroom and turned on the water for the bath. Anne walked in, still covering herself with her blanket.
Thank you, she said.
She shut the door behind her. As soon as Anne shut the bathroom door, Joe ran downstairs to the telephone and called Irving Radovich. Irving was photographing a beautiful model at his home when Joe called.
Irving, it's Joe. Listen, Irving, can you come to my place in about 5 minutes? Said Joe.
Sorry, Joe, I'm busy right now, said Irving.
He looked at the model and she blew a kiss at him. Irving smiled.
And I'm meeting Francesca at Rocca's in half an hour.
When Irving hung up, Joe found Anne dressed and standing on the balcony. She looked down at the city below.
Look at all the people down there. It must be fun to live in a city like this, said Anne. But really, I have to go now. Thank you for everything.
Oh, you don't have to go yet, said Joe.
I must go. I don't have time to stay, said Anne.
Well, I'll go with you, said Joe.
No, thank you. I can find my way alone, said Anne.
Joe walked her to the door. Suddenly,
She turned to face him.
I'm sorry, said Anne, but may I borrow some money?
Sure, here you are, said Joe. He handed her 1,000 lira.
I promise to pay you back. I will send it to your address, said Anne. Thank you again, Joe Bradley. Goodbye.
Goodbye, said Joe. He shut the door. Then he ran to his window to watch her leave his building. Anne stopped for a moment on the street. She did not know where to go. Then she chose a direction and started walking. At first, she seemed a little afraid of the busy crowd, but she soon started to enjoy herself. Joe followed Anne. Anne walked past shops, looking into the windows and smiling. She went into a barber's shop. Joe looked through the window. He watched Anne as she sat down. She told the barber how short she wanted her hair.
Like this, said Anne, pulling her long hair up to her shoulders.
So short? Asked the Italian barber.
Yes, cut it all off, said Anne.
When the barber was done, Anne looked pleased. You are very beautiful. This short hair looks very nice on you, said the barber.
Thank you, said Anne.
She paid him. Would you like to come dancing with me tonight? Asked the barber. The dance is by the river. 9 o'clock. There will be music and moonlight. It will be very nice.
I wish I could, but I can't, said Anne. Goodbye.
Anne walked out of the shop. Joe looked the other way and covered his face with his hand, hiding himself. Anne did not notice him.
Thank you, said Anne to the barber as she walked away.
Next, Anne bought an ice cream and walked to the famous Spanish Steps. She sat down on a step and ate her ice cream. She watched the people walking past her, enjoying her time in the city. Joe decided this was his chance. Joe pretended he was just enjoying a walk in the city. As he walked past Anne, he looked down as if he were seeing her for the first time.
Well, said Joe, acting surprised, it's you again.
Anne looked up at him and smiled.
Hello, Joe Bradley, she said.
Did you get your hair cut? Asked Joe. You look so different.
Yes, do you like it?
Very much. Is that why you were in such a hurry to leave this morning? You needed to get your hair cut? Asked Joe.
No, I'm sorry. I should tell you something, said Anne.
What is it? Asked Joe.
I ran away from school last night, said Anne. I have to get back.
Well, before you go back, why don't you take some time for yourself? Said Joe.
Oh, yes, I could do all the things I have always wanted to do, said Anne.
Like what?
Oh, lots of things, said Anne. I would like to sit at a sidewalk restaurant and look in shop windows. I want to have a little excitement. I guess that doesn't sound like much to you, does it?
It sounds great. Why don't we do all those things together? Asked Joe.
But don't you have to go to work? Asked Anne.
Work? No, we will make today a holiday. Your first wish is to go to a sidewalk restaurant, right? I know a great one. It's called Roca's.